flowers that you can grow and also eat. Many flowers around you are actually okay to eat, and some of them very tasty. There are also some that are poisonous too, so before you venture into your garden to pick those flowers to add to your next meal, do your homework first so you don't make yourself sick. Some of the safe-to-consume flowers include calendulas, which are used to brighten up both salads and sweets, daylilies, which have a mildly sweet taste like romaine lettuce, or dandelions. Adventurous foodies prefer this in soups and salads. Elderberry flowers are also edible too, with their light, honey-like aroma and taste, and they're often used to flavor white wine, champagne, lemonade, iced tea, and other summery drinks. The drought-tolerant lavender flowers are a sweet addition to ice cream, chocolate, and other sweets. Just rub the flower buds between your fingers to separate the tiny individual flowers and sprinkle them into your dish. Pansies are edible too, though they don't do much for the taste buds, but they're one of the few flowers that come in every color of the rainbow and are great for decorating salads and desserts. Hibiscus flowers have a cranberry-like flavor with tropical notes. They are most often made into iced tea or infused in other cold drinks. But chopped hibiscus flowers add a tangy spunk to salads and desserts. And not just as a romantic gesture or centerpiece, roses taste almost as great as they smell, but with a slightly bitter undertone, used in drinks, desserts, and salads, or make rose petal jam. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.